I should die. What an interesting approach to anything at all. If I should die, what an interesting approach to anything at all. What do you think if you should die? I was walking the path this morning. I made 2 rounds this morning, and it was very nice. And as I was walking, I was thinking, am I enjoying life as much as I should? Am I getting the fun out of it that I'd like to have? Or what if I should die, and then I'd say, well, now, you know, what benefit have I gotten from this? Did I have a good time on this level of consciousness? Did I enjoy myself, or was I always out straining and striving to accomplish some particular goal? And of course, I'd have to answer that I was enjoying myself, that I'm always enjoying myself, that no matter what I'm doing, I'm enjoying myself and having a good time. Now, what does that mean, to enjoy yourself and have a good time? We talked about all sorts of people who were having situations that they were having difficulty with. They were having situations where they had discussions with people who were not harmonious with what they were talking about, and they were challenging them to think. And we always go back to what Jesus said. Jesus said, agree with your adversary quickly. Now, the little boy says to his mother, Mommy, I want to go to the show this afternoon with the rest of the guys. Mommy says, sure, glad to have you go to the show with the rest of the guys. What show are you going to go see? I'm going to go see the bad show. Oh, you're going to go see the bad show. Why do you want to see the bad show? You know? Oh, because the rest of the guys want to go and see it. Well, you know, I was thinking of taking you all to Disneyland this afternoon. Which one, what would you prefer to do, go to see the bad show or go to Disneyland? Oh, well, let's go to Disneyland. And so they go to Disneyland. The mother didn't say, you cannot go to the bad show. You should not go to the bad show. The bad show is bad for you. She just gave another alternative. And what if the boy had not decided to go to Disneyland? Maybe he had had enough of Disneyland. And he said, Mommy, I don't think I want to go to Disneyland this afternoon. The rest of the guys want to go to the show. And then Mommy said, well, that's great. What's the show about? You want to tell me about it? And so he starts describing it. And she says, oh, that's great. That's wonderful to put axe murders in your thinking. Now, how do people kill other people with an axe, you know? Well, what do they do, you know? How does that work? And he said, well, I don't know, really, but it sounds exciting. And, well, sweetheart, whatever you put in your mind, that's what you're going to experience. And so you put axe murders in your mind, and that's what you're going to experience. You're going to become an axe murderer. I don't want to become an axe murderer. Well, whatever you associate with, whatever you think about, that's what you become. And you're welcome to go and do anything you want to do. But just remember, whatever you do, that's what you're going to create in your world. Now, she doesn't say, I'm really cool. I really know how to deal with these little kids and move them away from one thing into another. That's not what she was doing. She was not talking about the axe murder at all. She was not talking about the movie that was bad at all. She was talking about her son making the choices that would make him happy. Now, truly, we would say making choices is judgmental. And if judgmental means that you reach into your flower garden and you take this flower rather than that flower, because that flower is not as pretty as this flower, and you take this particular piece of greenery because it's more beautiful than another piece of greenery. You see, that's not the way we think, really. You reach into the garden and you pick the flowers you want, not the flowers you don't want. You reach in and you pick the type of greenery that you want, not in opposition to another piece of greenery. And so it is in life. If we will always do things that we love and we delight in, then we're having a benefit. Then we're living for something. We're living for joy. Now, what if Richard Bach, after Jonathan Livingston Seagull, never had written another book? What would the world have thought? They would have thought Jonathan Livingston Seagull was a very nice book. And it would have been wonderful. And we would never have known that Richard Bach had more beautiful books in him that were yet to be published. You understand? We'd never have known. And would it matter? No. Do you have books in you that you are not publishing? Do you have stories in you that you have not yet told? Do you have healing techniques in you that you want to share with others that you have not yet shared? I'd say yes. Do I have dreams that I have not yet fulfilled? Do I have desires that I have not yet looked into? And do I have an eagerness to go after them? No. I do whatever it's comfortable to do, and I have fun doing whatever I do, and I enjoy doing whatever I do. I do not feel angry when I act angry to you as an actor. I do not feel miserable when I act miserable in front of you. That's just to get your attention, just to get your thinking on things. It has nothing to do with reality at all. The reality of my being is that I am at peace. I'm really not at peace. I am peace. The reality of my being is I am peace. The reality of my being is I don't care one teensy-weensy little bit if you learn anything or not. You already know it. But will you come to that awareness of knowing that you know it? Now, what if I were to die right now? Poof, be gone. And you would say, well, so much for Herb. What's next? You know? He was here and acting like a teacher and act like a sharer and like stuff like that. Now he's gone. So what am I going to do? Well, you could stay here and run the show, or you could abandon the show and just let it go and just go and have yourself a good time and have fun. That's okay. Anything you want to do. But is this something that you feel is a desirable thing that you'd like to participate with in the world? Apparently, that's why you're here. And every person who came here feels the same way. But every person who came here and left, other than those who left under different circumstances, every person who came here and left under dualism. They're still fighting the dualism. You see, they didn't arrive at the state of awareness of oneness. Because if they were one, they could be here, there, or anywhere. It wouldn't make any difference. They wouldn't be searching for something. You've come here to search for your own inner self, your own inner awareness. You've come here to remember that you are not Ramtha, but you are the person who is expressing Ramtha. What if Jesus had said, this is God talking through me, and God is telling me these things, and God is telling, and meaning that it's an outside God. What sort of empowerment would you have given to the teachings of Jesus? None. The Buddha spoke for himself. Lao Tse spoke for himself. Every great religious teacher who has any salt at all, worth any salt, speaks for himself. He says, I am illumined. I am that I am. Moses did that too, remember? All of these great beings. And you have been saying that. But do you believe it? See, when you believe it, then you will play the game. Now, did Moses need to have somebody hold his arm up at the end so that the people could go into the promised land? That's a game he's playing. And he liked it. It's dramatic. He knew it was going to come down through history and be sort of a wonderful story. Jesus knew his story is going to come through history and be a wonderful story. You're talking sacrilegious, Herb. I am not. These are the very things that Jesus taught, the Buddha taught, Lao Tse taught, Confucius taught, Akhenaten taught, Quetzalcoatl taught, all the great teachers, all the great religious beings, and all the philosophies. What is the greatest philosophical conundrum, and this is a conundrum, the greatest philosophical conundrum that every philosophy teaches? Man, know thyself. Huh. How can we know ourselves? We think we know God, but until we know ourselves, we don't know God. Because this is God. This is God. And we say, well, God created the world, but we haven't created anything yet. Oh, we're creating constantly. Have fun. Enjoy yourself. Really enjoy yourself. Now, what if I were to live another 100,000 years? Another zillion years, which I will, and you will too, because we're all immortal. But what if we were to live in this dimension, in this consciousness, for all of these years, and carry with us a body that was that old? What kind of a body would you like to carry around with you for the zillion years that you're here? You want to carry an old, decrepit body? You want to carry a body filled with aches and pains? You want to carry a body that mentally can't remember things? A body that has a mind that is not alert? Well, that doesn't sound too cool. It's an interesting game. Some people play it. But what would you do? Why are we here? Why are we at all on planet Earth? What is so exciting about being here? What are the things that we're learning and doing and enjoying here? What is our purpose in being here? Have you ever given that any thought? Why are you alive? Why am I alive? What if I should die? Would I miss myself? Hardly. Well, but if you should die, would you miss yourself? Hardly. Now, are you getting all of the joy out of life that you can get? Are you active in all the areas that are pleasing to you? Are you following your inner motivation to be yourself and have fun? And if your inner motivation says, do this, go do it. If your inner motivation says, do that, go do it. Your inner motivation in all of you said to come to the monastery here for some reason, and you came. And why go anywhere if you don't follow the program? So you come to the monastery here, and what do? You follow every single one of the little rules, every single one of the little nuances. Now let me put you in purgatory. You know what purgatory is? It's a place between heaven and hell, they say. Well, now, what's purgatory? It's supposed to be a place where you can straighten out what you messed up, or either get worse. If you get worse, you go down there. If you straighten it out, you go up there. Now, what are you going to do? What do you want to do? Are you having fun? Can you play the game of purgatory? Can you play the game of hell? Can you play the game of heaven? We are doing it all the time. We kick ourselves around the block in purgatory. Have you ever done that? Have you ever thought you did something so irrational and so stupid that why you did it, you can't figure it out? You see, you're living in hell. You're living in heaven. You're living in purgatory. You're living in dying, or you're living in living. Now, I think one of the meanest things that we ever do is not to let someone die who wants to die. People will be in our world and they will die, mothers and fathers and relatives and whomever. And then we hold on to them. We keep holding on to them. We keep talking about them. We keep living their life over and over and over again. We keep renewing all of the attitudes that we ever had about them. And every time we renew an attitude, we bring them back from their free-spirited experience. Oh, we can do that? Well, certainly. Aren't you the creator? So how would you like it if your little son came and lived in your household for, oh, say, 12 years and then moved on, and ever after that, you kept bringing him back. You put the pictures of the kid up there. You put his thoughts up there. You're talking about, oh, yes, little Jimmy, you know, he would be 21 years old now. He'd be 30 years old now. Oh, little Jimmy, he would be a master of this. He'd be a master. Let him alone. He came to your experience to be a blessing in your house, not to be a curse, not to be something that you're continually bringing up and remembering. He was someone that came to your house as a blessing, and then he went his way because he had done what he planned to do. And what he planned to do was live those 12 years and then go on and do something else. Now, why are you holding him on his way of having enjoyment? Time doesn't matter because all time is now. But why are you holding him, which means you're holding yourself? You're living in the past. You understand that? Whenever you think of someone who is dead, you're living in the past. You're not living in the present. Well, you say, I'm living in the present thinking of him in the past. I'm thinking of him in the present. Well, you're not. What you're doing is you're merely moving back into that other level of consciousness. And you think of yourself with that person at the time and age and body and life experiences that you had at that time. And so you're not living in the present. Now, what would your little 12-year-old boy do, who would now be 60 years old? What would he do if he were to come back and say, okay, Mom, here I am. And then he'd pop back on the scene, a 60-year-old, 12-year-old. And he would know nothing about society. He'd know nothing about the world today. He'd know nothing about television. He'd know nothing about any of these things. Now, what would happen to him? He'd have a tough experience, wouldn't he? He'd had no preparation for being in the world. Well, you say, well, he was aware of it, you know, and his other dimensional. He was not. He was off doing his own thing. You're creating him back here. You're saying, Herb, this is a lot of nonsense. That's right. Whatever you think is a lot of nonsense. Whatever you believe is a lot of nonsense. And no matter what you believe or what you think, it is just as real as the things that you believe in. You know? So, why not just let the past go? Live in the present. If I should die, so what? What would happen? Nothing. The world would go on. Everything would be smooth. Hey, what if we should all die? All of us here at the monastery. What if we should all die? What would happen to the monastery? Who cares? What would happen to the church? Who cares? What would happen to all our students? Who cares? Were they smart enough to take everything as quickly as they could when they have the chance? Did they do the courses according to the program so that they had a chance, and then all of a sudden we're not there and the course is not there anymore and they have to wing it on their own? That's tough. You see, you have the opportunity of having these wonderful experiences if you take advantage of them. But if you don't take advantage of them when they're happening, just flow with it and do everything right according to Hoyle. Do everything right according to the way it's designed. You will get the benefit from it. And if you don't, you won't. And it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter at all. Does it matter to you? Think about it. Neat. If I should die, so what? Would books be would I leave the unfinished symphony? Why do people want to finish somebody else's symphony, you know? Why are they even concerned that the unfinished symphony wasn't finished? Let it alone. Hey, there'll be other great things come down the road. Sylvia?
Yes?
You brought home my computer, I think. But on the disk that was in there is a complete story of some Border Patrol officer's life. All of his letters and all of his whatever's to whomever and his letters to his officials and stuff like that. And I kind of think they might have put the wrong disk in there, you know? That's a little the zip drive that they put in there. Now, why would they do that? What happened when I recognize what those letters were? What did I do? Huh?
You took the peace out.
I blessed them. I saw that man's life harmonious and peaceful. I saw everything in his world working according to the desire of his heart. I saw him at peace. I saw him in a harmonious world. Does anything happen by chance? What's his name? Doesn't matter. Does anything happen by chance? This morning as I was walking along the pathway around our property here, I saw where the Border Patrol had driven on and how they had pulled off to one side and they'd pulled off here, and I could see their shoe prints when they got out of the car, eagerly looking for some wetbacks and stuff. And I thought to myself, my goodness sakes, you guys just do not learn. Stay on the path. They took their vehicle and drove off the path. And they, why is it that the BLM land does not allow off-road vehicles all over their property? It chops it up. It makes it unpretty. Well, that's what the Border Patrol is doing. They drive off of our property and they go part ways and then they back on again. They're making it unpretty. We have a very beautiful road going around our property, and we want to keep it pretty. So what must we do?
We must tell them.
We must tell them. And we must say to them, we don't allow the off-road vehicles to go on our property because they mess it up. We certainly don't want the Border Patrol going on our property and messing up. If you guys want to get out and chase somebody, park and go out. You don't have to drive 10 feet off and then park, you know. Just park right there. But, you see, when you start thinking you're God for somebody else, as the Border Patrol sometimes does, and police officers and other people, they think that they are God for somebody else and that they are to judge. They're not to judge, are they? The Border Patrol is merely to bring in people who might not have the proper credentials. And the police are merely to bring in people who may have done something, and they take them to jail and have them checked. But they're not to judge. They're not to judge. And in that same way, we're not to judge. And in that same way, remember, when you go to the garden, pick the flowers that please you. Don't not pick some flowers because they're not old enough yet and you want them to grow a little fuller. Don't not pick flowers because they're not as pretty as others. Pick the flowers that you want. Always in life, pick what you want and agree with your adversary quickly. If I should die, I have nothing left undone. But I've still got lots of projects that keep me quite busy and happy, however many thousands of years I choose to remain here. So, have a good day. I love you very much.